Tonight's program is dedicated to the memory of Dave the Handyman. You will always be an inspiration and example of walking the talk was all about. Rest in peace, brother.
Shut up!
What? I'm sorry. Please don't speak to me like that. I am simply saying that you
will can't... Will you shut up?
Hey.
Shut the hell up! Shut up! Shut up!
Skylar,
shut up!
Please
shut up.
Stop!
I... Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut
hey.
Up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Why don't you sit out and shut up?
What? Why don't I sit down and what?
I said, why don't you sit down and shut up?
Sit down and shut up!
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 Sit the f*** down and shut up!
Shut up and sit down, you big bald f***!
You shut up! You sit down!
Sit down and shut up!
Sit down and shut up.
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 Just sit down on the bed and shut up.
Just sit your ass down here and shut up.
Sit down. Shut up.
Sit down. Shut up.
Shut up. Sit down.
Sit down. Shut up.
Shut up.
Sit down.
Shut up.
Well,
sit down!
Shut up!
Sit down!
You shut up.
Sit down.
You shut up and sit down.
Shut up and you sit down.
Shut up and sit down.
Shut up and sit down.
Shut up.
Please.
Shut up.
Oh, shut up. Okay.
Please.
Well, welcome to another edition of Shut Up, Please. I'm your host, Peter Gullerud, and sometimes, you know, when you do a show for free, even if it's only 15 minutes long, it's hard to fill up those 15 minutes when you've dedicated yourself to a weekly show where people count on you to either entertain them or just bore them to death, but they either want to be entertained, they expect that, or they want to be bored to death so that they, you know, because they have this preconceived notion that you don't know what the hell you're doing, and then so that they can criticize you next time they see you. Well, I listened to your Shut Up show, and I really thought it sucked. Well, I'm glad you listened to my Shut Up show. Well, yeah, and I'm glad I tuned in too, but I just want to let you know I really think you don't know what you're doing, and may I offer a few words of advice? Well, of course, I'm listening. So there's so many reasons to tune in to Shut Up, Please every week, and especially for me to keep putting them up. You know, one of the only accolades I can give myself for this show is that I am officially a graduate of Columbia School of Broadcasting. Yes, it's true. A lot of you old folks that are 50 can remember those old ads for Columbia School of Broadcasting on TV. It's a defunct organization, but I'm a graduate. I've got a diploma. They misspelled my last name, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway, shut up. Let's get on with the show. We got a couple minutes left because we put on a lot of sit down and shut up stuff from movies there. Boy, that was that. There's even more, believe it or not, that I've got. We'll put on another show, I suppose. Anyway, I got to tell you one more thing because this is just before New Year's. Happy New Year, everybody. My New Year's resolution is basically to try to not talk so much, especially on Facebook. You could put it another way, like, please shut up.
Please.
people think that the Mayan calendar ending was the end of the world. Certain fundamentalist Christians took advantage of this possibility by saying Jesus Christ was going to return and end the world in fire and brimstone. Now that the December 21-12 has passed, most of us with a simple conceivable modicum of self-respect and rationalization realize that this is nonsense. We've passed the 21st and we're going into a tough time. Most scientists tell us, unless we get off our addiction, and I repeat, addiction, to oil, gasoline, and coal, we are fucking up future offspring. Was it black elk? I don't know. Some old Native American elder, some wise man who said once, we do not gain this earth from our ancestors, but we borrow it from our offspring, or something like that. Anyway, the point is, what the hell are we doing? Driving around in cars, going to the grocery store in cars that emit carbon emissions and contribute to the carbon footprint of every single one of us, and I am no exception. I don't mean to be a hypocrite here, but people, we need to get electric cars, solar energy, wind power. We need to put more pressure on President Obama, God bless his soul. But we need to have his two daughters and every daughter like them and every son like them see a brighter future for planet Earth. It isn't just about 5 feet more of the ocean waves coming into our shores. We could handle that. But Greenland is melting. The polar ice cap is no longer an ice cap, but a pond. The polar bear is on its way out. The penguins are suffering to the point of near extinction. And the list goes on and on and on and on. And we forgive BP, Exxon, Valdez. We forgive all the oil spills, all the emissions since the Industrial Revolution took its place in the 1910s and 20s and 30s. Oh, when will we wake up? Science is only an observation of observable time. Facts. And if we don't wake up now, we never will. Because that time that we deserve is almost now. Happy 2013. May we all learn. Either that or just shut up, please.
Oh, shut up!